Welcome to this audio explainer from Oz Rehab. Today we're answering an important question. How long does workers' compensation take to pay and how much might you receive? After a workplace injury, financial pressure can start almost immediately. Income may stop, treatment begins quickly, and claim paperwork follows just as fast. In that early stage, uncertainty about weekly payments can feel overwhelming. In New South Wales, provisional weekly payments will often begin within 7 days, as long as the insurer has been notified and entitlement has been established. These payments can start before the insurer reaches a final decision on liability. However, timing depends heavily on having the right information from the beginning of the claim. The workers' compensation system is designed to reduce financial strain early while the insurer assesses the claim. That means weekly payments can sometimes begin before the claim is fully approved. This is called provisional liability. It allows workers to receive support while the insurer continues reviewing the matter. These early payments may include weekly income support and, in some cases, payment of medical expenses. Whether payments start quickly often comes down to documentation. A current medical certificate, clear injury details, and accurate earnings information give the insurer a stronger basis to begin payments without delay. If the insurer says the claim is reasonably excused, that does not automatically mean it has been declined. Often it simply means there is not enough information yet to begin provisional payments. Importantly, if provisional payments are made and the claim is later declined, those payments usually do not need to be repaid by the worker. In New South Wales, workers' compensation payments can last for a maximum of 260 weeks, which is 5 years. There are exceptions for workers with a permanent impairment above 20%. But this does not mean every worker will receive payments for the full 5 years. How long payments continue depends on your work capacity, medical evidence, earnings, and whether you continue to meet the legal requirements throughout the claim. The 130-week point is especially important. After that stage, entitlement becomes stricter, and ongoing payments usually require a formal review. A simple way to understand workers' compensation payments is to look at the claim in 3 stages. First entitlement period, weeks 0 to 52. During this stage, you may receive up to 95% of your pre-injury average weekly earnings, often called PIWEW. This can include regular wages, overtime, shift allowances, and some non-monetary benefits. There is also a weekly cap. For example, from the 1st of October 2025 to the 31st of March 2026, the maximum weekly payment is $2,604.80. Second entitlement period, weeks 53 to 130. At this stage, your payments depend more on your current work capacity and any earnings from suitable duties. If you have no current capacity for work, you may receive up to 80% of your pre-injury earnings, subject to the cap. If you are working less than 15 hours a week, the payment is generally based on 80% of your pre-injury earnings minus your current earnings. If you are working at least 15 hours a week, the formula may be based on 95% of your pre-injury earnings minus current earnings, again subject to the cap. After 130 weeks, the rules become more restrictive. Ongoing payments usually require a formal application and closer review. How much will you receive? Weekly payments are generally based on your pre-injury average weekly earnings, or PIWEW. However, the amount you receive may change over time. That's because payment amounts are influenced by the stage of the claim, your current work capacity, any earnings from suitable duties, and the statutory maximum. A change in payment is often linked to one of 4 things. The claim has moved into a new entitlement period, you have returned to some duties, your earnings have changed, or the statutory cap now applies. So if your payment changes, it doesn't always mean something has gone wrong. It may simply reflect the claim moving into a different stage. Why payments can be delayed or stopped. Payment delays can be frustrating, but there's usually a specific reason. Common issues include missing medical certificates, outdated certifications, missed appointments, unclear work capacity information, or insurer questions about liability, wages, or worker status. The certificate of capacity is especially important. It plays a central role in weekly payment decisions. If a payment stops unexpectedly, identify the reason as quickly as possible. If a certificate is missing, provide an updated one. If an appointment was missed, rebook and confirm attendance. If the insurer says there is not enough medical evidence, ask your doctor for clearer clinical details. If wage information is missing, provide payslips, rosters, or contracts. And if the injury was reported late, give a clear explanation and provide supporting documents where possible. The more clearly the issue is identified, the easier it usually is to address. Overall claim duration and what to do. It's important to separate payment timing from the overall length of the claim. Weekly payments may begin within days, but the claim itself can continue for much longer while treatment, rehabilitation, and return to work planning are underway. Some claims resolve fairly quickly. Others continue for many months or longer, especially where recovery is complex or liability is disputed. If payments are delayed, use a simple checklist. Check every insurer request carefully. Keep your medical certificates current. Respond promptly to calls, letters, and appointments. Keep copies of certificates, payslips, reports, and insurer correspondence, and ask the insurer for the exact reason if a payment is delayed. That clarity can make the process much easier to manage. How OzRehab can help. At OzRehab, we help bring clarity to the practical side of recovery and return to work. We work with insured workers, employers, treating practitioners, and insurers to support safe and realistic return to work planning. We don't decide weekly payments. That remains the insurer's role. What we do is help improve the quality of information around recovery, function, and work capacity, which often leads to a more coordinated claim process and a steadier path back to work. Closing. To sum up, in New South Wales, workers' compensation payments can often begin within 7 days under provisional liability, but the timing and amount depend on the information available, the stage of the claim, and your current work capacity. If recovery and payments feel confusing, support is available. To speak with OzRehab, call 1300 391 947 or email office@ozrehab.com. Thank you for listening, and we wish you a steady and supported recovery.